Hey, great to be with you today. Fantastic indeed. And isn't God awesome? I was just reading this morning whether life grinds a man down or polishes him depends on what he's made of, by Catherine Kuhlman. That's what Catherine Kuhlman said. So I thought, whether you're a man or a woman, what you're made of depends on what life does with you, whether it polishes you up or whether it grinds you down. I thought that's a great statement, actually. And but it's great to be here. Before I bring a message this morning, I just want to say I reckon that clip didn't do Natalie justice. She's far more awesome than that. And I want to tell you, you need to be here tonight. Just sitting under the ministry of Natalie inspires, like, honestly, they said to me, do you want to be here yesterday afternoon? I said, you bet I do, because you just get inspired. Natalie just inspired the heck out of you. I think it's just her presence. And but she preaches great too, and she'll have a word for every single person in this place tonight. So be here for that. It'll be great. In fact, I wouldn't miss it for the world, okay? So I just wanted to say that. I want to, before I bring a word to you this morning, are you ready for the word? Because I always forget to say this, and I want to make a point of saying this. I want to thank you as a church for the way you've treated us and looked after us while we've been here. It's just been really awesome, and we're honoured to be with you, Pastor Bob. And Pastor Bob and Margaret and the team here, I want to thank you as a team. It's just, I think you're doing a fantastic work here. Honestly, this is just a really good church. Don't get too excited about that. This is your church, not mine. But I tell you, it's good. It is really good. It's just really good. And there's a good presence of God here. There's a good expectation. Are you expectant this morning? Good to be expectant, you know. I mean, if you haven't already discovered it, this is a good day, all right? Some of you got a chocolate bar this morning. It's a real good day for you. Mike's had his birthday. He got two chocolate bars. I saw he took two. I don't know whether he's meant to. Honestly, we need to live far more expectant. And I just think, honestly, if you woke up this morning and you didn't have a white chocolate around you, they reckon you're having a fantastic day. And I think sometimes we need to recognize that, you know. This is a fantastic day to be alive. The world's good. We couldn't live in a better time. Somebody said to me the other day, oh, the world's getting too bad now, Don, be great to get out of here, and oh, it's too tough and this and that. But I reckon it's the best time ever. You can sit in church and you can text one of your friends this morning. You can say, be here tonight, Natalie Joyce is preaching, and it's fantastic. You can do that in church. You can text. You can got the video camera going. You can buy the video after the service. A whole lot of stuff going on today that's just really good to get the gospel around and open up things a whole lot more. And I want to inspire you with that. We've had some good meetings here. I've loved it being in this house and loved hanging out with Pastor Bob and Margaret and with some of your team. And can I just say this to the team here? Thank you. So the music is outstanding. And I want you to get that, honestly. I get it. Honestly, some churches you go to, the music's so bad. When I get up, you've got to build an atmosphere to preach on. But you guys, it's just fantastic, thank you. Just your worship, and I really do want to say that. You know, Julie, honestly, we've seen miracles. I'm a walking miracle, and we see miracles everywhere we go. And we're living in miracles, actually. And it's good to be living in the miracle zone, in the supernatural. So what I do want to say today is that Julia and I are just ordinary people, but we have an unbelievably awesome God. And you do too. And I want to inspire you with that. I think, get ready this morning. Ready for God to touch your life as I preach. I think, as I've said all the way through this conference that we've been having, it's better caught than it is taught. You catch stuff that, you know, we've got all the teaching in the world today, but you've got to catch stuff in your spirit and rise up onto new levels of expectation of what God can do and believing God for miracles in this house this morning. And I believe there are miracles here this morning for you to grab a hold of. And honestly, sadly to say, we wait for the preacher. But I reckon when those guys were worshiping, God's touching my life sitting right there, powerfully. couple of those songs they sang, that one about the totara and the kauri tree, just real Kiwi songs. And just inspire the life out of you. Start thinking about it and lift your hands and feel the presence of God just coming. God loves this country. And it's a country destined of God. We've sent some huge ministries out of this country. Huge ministries have gone out of New Zealand. You know, I believe that there's something about New Zealand that we are destined by God to be great in the end time age of ministries and power of God and churches that rise up. There's churches like this all over this nation that are hugely affecting this nation. And realize who you are. Please realize who you are this morning. This is just a fantastic church, and you're doing a great job. You got a beautiful building here. Good-looking people. Look at yourself. Have a look at the person next to you. Just good-looking people. And great sound man back there. It's always good to be nice to the sound man. He's the man that makes it really happen, you know. And nice clean building, good car park people. I came in here this morning, the car park guy was directing me. Sorry for not taking your direction. And just a lot of good stuff happening here. Be proud of yourself and give yourself a pat on the back for it, okay? Just want to say, because I miss all that stuff normally and get into preaching and forget to thank people for how cool you are and how awesome. And but we need to get into the Word. You know, I'm challenged this morning in thinking as the worship was happening and everything about getting close to Jesus. And, you know, Zacchaeus came along and he wanted to get close to Jesus, but there was a crowd around Jesus. And I find there's a crowd around Jesus always where he is. But I like Zacchaeus, because he couldn't get close to Jesus because everybody was there. They were talking about, man, you should have been there. This was awesome or whatever. I like the revival back in 1989, or I like what God was doing then. Or a lot of people talking about a previous move of God. But I like Zacchaeus because he backed up and he observed the situation. He said, I can't get to where that was, but I'm gonna work out where Jesus is going to be about a week from now. You know, it might be an hour from now, it might be 10 minutes from now. And I want to position myself so I can receive what God's going to do in my life. So he goes ahead of Jesus, climbs up a tree, and actually goes out on a limb. And I reckon God loves people who go out on a limb. I reckon God loves people who just take a step of faith and walk out a little bit. I like Natalie Joyce was just talking about Peter getting out of the boat. And you'll notice he got out of the boat and there was a storm happening. Honestly, you can't walk on water whether the water's calm or whether it's a storm. Make no difference. The storm's got nothing to do with it. Circumstances have nothing to do with it. It's all about just getting out on a limb and walking out there. You know, on a calm day, you can't walk on water. A stormy day, you've probably got a better chance. There's a bit of air in the water to keep you up a little bit longer, maybe. In fact, Peter never sunk, incidentally, either. Peter never sunk. The Bible says beginning to sink. It's a miracle, just beginning to sink. I mean, you and I hop in the water, it's like bubbles and gone. But Peter beginning to sink, it says. And I think that's a miracle even beginning. If you're waist deep in the water, you're doing pretty good. And so wherever you're at this morning, I want to tell you right now, you're doing real good. Zacchaeus went out on a limb and Jesus said, hey. It's amazing how Jesus looks at people who go out on a limb and he says, I want to have dinner with you tonight. I want to spend some time in your house. I want a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. I don't want what happened yesteryear or the year before. I want right now what God wants in my life for today. Don't get too excited about that. Okay. Here we go. We better preach because none of that's really stirring you up. And so I want to bring a message to you this morning, and I'm going to title it, There's More. It's pretty simple, isn't it? There's More. And so we've had a good conference. We've had some amazing people got healed. Good stuff happening. People are going to get healed. Somebody here right now, in fact, just before I preach, there's somebody here and you have a blood disorder. And God says, I want to touch you with my power right here now this morning. Who is that in this place? You have some kind of a blood disorder. And God says, I'm here to heal you, touch you with the power of my love this morning. Who is that? Anywhere, don't matter where you are. Come up here, sir, as you come right now. Holy Spirit, we thank you. You're a miracle-working God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are amazing, God. That you love us, God, for who we are. You minister to us. regardless of our circumstances, God, you just want to show your favor to us. God, we can't do anything to get better in that place, but God, we can rely on the amazing grace of a God who sent his Son, who died for us and rose again victorious over death, hell, over every sickness, over every disease. And right now, Holy Ghost, I thank you for this man. I thank you, God, for this awesome man. I thank you, God, for his passion today. God, I thank you, Lord, for the obedience to your word. Holy Spirit, right now, touch him with your power in Jesus' name. Touch him with your power in Jesus' name. Touch him with your power. I release the anointing of the Holy Ghost from the top of your head to the sole of your feet this morning in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, release healing power right through him. There goes the anointing right on you right now. Right now, right now. Right, doubt just left you right then. Just left you right then. Holy Spirit, the fire of your Holy Ghost passion arise in his spirit right now. Declare that miracle and speak it into being in Jesus' name. Give God a hand clap right there, I tell you right now. Holy Spirit, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody else, I just need to pray for another couple before we get into this. I just really feel it. There's whoever it is here right now, and you've got a back injury, you've got problems with your spinal cord, spinal vertebrae and all that sort of stuff. Jump up here right now. I want to pray for you. I've just really got huge faith for back injuries and those things to be healed in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, stretch your hand toward your pastor here. I want your pastor totally healed, man. He's got a huge work ahead of you. In fact, I believe right now, I just sensed this morning that when you were standing up here, actually, God says you haven't seen anything yet to what you're going to see. And God says there's just a whole door that's opening up to you. And I really believe God's opening up another door. It's like an extended door of faith. And you're going to see things happen in the supernatural around here that are way beyond anything you ever saw before. Holy Spirit, I thank you for this man. I thank you for the call on his life. I thank you, God, for what he's seen up to this time. But God, I give you praise right now, Lord, from the spine, right now, from the top of his neck right down, Lord, to the base of the spine. Lord, I speak a miracle into every part of that back. God, just touch him right now. Lord, let faith rise, God. I infuse right now an infusion of Holy Ghost power that brings restoration and victory in Jesus' name. That faith rise up inside your spirit and bring strength to weak areas in Jesus' name. Right now, that any effects or any disease effects will be stopped right now, and that healing go into every part of every bone, every sinew, God, every disc in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Right, every joint, God just says, I'm doing a miracle in joints right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we give you praise. Lord, on this young man here, I thank you, God, right now for the power of God on him. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name right now, Father, right down the spine, Lord God, I speak healing right now. I speak a mighty victory, Lord. You did it at Calvary, and I thank you, God, that we claim it today, right now, by faith in Jesus' name. God, we give you praise right now. Shabalobushukia. It's a woman here, some sort of woman's complaint, definitely, I don't know what it is, but a woman's complaint, whoever that is, and I'm not out to embarrass you, but whoever that is, some woman's complaint, jump up here right now. God's going to heal you this morning, and it's been Holy Spirit. Just as you come right there, lift your hands right now, as you come, Spirit of God, just touch you. Just when you got out of your seat, I saw the power of God come on you, and God says, I'm going to do a miracle in your life to prove my love to you this morning. Holy Spirit, now, touch you with power, Lord God. Release her from this in Jesus' name. God, I pray right now, God, let the anointing of your spirit come upon this sister in Jesus' name. Come over here. Just come over here a little bit. Okay, lift your hands right now. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you have given us the victory. Right now, I just break every shackle of disease. Break it in Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. Give her the victory, Lord God. Give her the victory, Lord God. Somebody here, and you've had a pain in this side of your torso, in your stomach sort of thing, in this side, and you've had pain there, you've been battling with, whoever that is, who is that? Just in this side, you've had some pain, it's worried you, it's caused you concerns or whatever. Whoever that is, come up here right now. We're going to believe God for it to touch you. Some degree of concern about that. Is that anybody in the building? If it is, just come. If you're not here today, if you don't want to come, that's okay. It's you. Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. You were singing this morning. Beautiful singing too. Thank you. Everybody stretch a hand toward her this morning. I just believe God wants to do a miracle. Holy Spirit, right now, thank you for her, Lord God. Thank you for the call of God on your life. It's a massive call of God on your life. You're standing here right now, just see just the glory of God on you. It's like he covers you. The Bible says he covers us, he clothes us. And even as you've been worshiping, I believe there's a clothing that you put on just as you worship God. It's a protection. And Holy Spirit, right now, every bit of fear leaves, the Holy Ghost anointing comes on her. And God, I loose the power of God right through her right now in Jesus' name. Just give Jesus a wave this morning. He's just all over this place. He's all over this place. God is good, isn't he? Come up here, Mr. Youth Pastor. Holy Spirit. Lift your hands to him. I just prophesy over you this morning. Another dimension in the youth ministry in this city, over this church. A fresh dimension. Holy Spirit, right now, God, I just declare right now that a courageous spirit rise. You're going to see things that you couldn't see formerly. You're going to begin to see beyond the shadows, beyond the hills, beyond things that seem like mountains before you. God, I know I can take it this far, but I don't know about that far. God says, with my ability, you can go as far as I call you to go. And God says, it's going to be a lot further. Now, Father, touch him. I pray right now, let a fresh anointing comes on you. A fresh anointing, a fresh boldness, a prophetic anointing that's going to speak things into being, call things into the light in Jesus' name. A whole lot of people getting saved in Jesus' name. Let these feet take the gospel in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Sarah, come up here. I just about walked past you right there. And you know, I really believe I had dinner with you last night, and we had dinner with you, it's probably a better way of putting it. But you know, you're a really, really cool lady. And I was just, you know, in the conversation observing you and you know what I felt God say? God said, you're just cool just like you are. And I think sometimes you think there's an expectation to be this or that or whatever, but God says, I like you just the way you are. In fact, it took me a lot of time to get you like that. That's what he's saying. Took me a lot of time to get you the way you are, so don't try to change that and be what you aren't. Be who you are, but be everything you are. And God says, I want to touch you with my power this morning, because I want to anoint what you are. God don't want to anoint something else, you know. It's like, honestly, this is a picture I get. I see Jesus, he's walking along the shore. Every rabbi in the country has rejected John, those fisherman guys. All the rabbis said, we don't want you guys, you don't kind of measure up, you don't know the whole Bible, which is what they had to know, incidentally. To join a rabbi in that time, in Jesus' time, in the first century, you had to know the whole damn, the Old Testament. Anybody here got that off pat yet? Like, you had to know Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, first five books of the Bible, you had to know that. And then you'd come along to a rabbi and say, man, I like... Like, you're a sort of a Holy Spirit person. I want to join your situation. And they'd say, well, quote to us this, that, and the next thing. And if you couldn't do it, you're out. Now, Jesus, he goes walking along and he comes down the beach and he sees these guys, these Peter, John, they're fishermen. And the amazing thing that happens there is they see him coming and they say, isn't that guy that turns water into wine? Our kind of rabbi. And next thing, Jesus walks down there And he's just real. Jesus is real, so real to the people. And when Jesus walks in there, and because who can you walk up to and say, come follow me? And these guys said, hey, we want to follow you. And these guys put their nets down and began to follow Jesus. And they were just real, ordinary guys. And Jesus used them to change the entire world. Everything we believe today was written by these guys, declared by common, ordinary fishermen. I believe there's a call of God on your life. I was out with you last night and God said, I like who this girl is. Take a step forward. You're stepping into a new dimension today. Take one. Take another step. Take another step. And lift your hands to him right now. Holy Spirit, I thank you for this woman. I thank you, God, for the call on who she is and what she is. God, I thank you that you took a long time to get her just as she is. Now, Father, loose an anointing on her this morning to be everything that you determined in her life. God, I thank you for the influence of this woman. I thank you, God, for the effectiveness of her life. And I pray right now, God, let an anointing of the Holy Spirit destroys every doubt, destroys fear, where you've sometimes not accepted yourself and even been depressed. I break its power off your life today, and I loose right now that it turn into rain over your spirit and bring victory to your life in Jesus' name. And that God give you the promises that are deep in your heart that you have not even talked about what will come out in Jesus' name. Give Jesus a huge praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles this morning if you would. We haven't got much time now, but turn in your Bibles to, where will we go? Philippians? Go to Philippians chapter 3. Let me know when you've got it. Good man. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians. That's why we're allowed to say flipping heck, because it's all about Philippians. That's why God wrote the book. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12 we're reading from this morning. And he says this, not that I have already attained. Not that I have already attained. In other words, I haven't made it yet. Has anyone here made it yet? Anyone arrived? It's a terrible thing to arrive, I tell you. It's probably the downer in life is arrival. Most people who arrive, it's never what they expected. It's a journey. Life's a journey. We journeyed down here on Friday. Yeah, Friday. And we're driving down. We pulled into a cafe to have a coffee. On comes Martin Luther King. And he's giving his speech in just an ordinary cafe. And Martin Luther King is on the screen giving his speech about not being limited and not living in what we are, but living beyond. There's more for tomorrow. And there's a better day ahead of us. And there's greater things in store for you than there is right now. But somebody's got to stand up and somebody's got to say, hey, I'm ready to take responsibility for tomorrow. Then we drive a little bit further down the highway and there's a sign on a billboard just up the road here a little bit. And you say we don't live in the will of God. I tell you what, every day is the destined presence of God for you. Anything that happens in this meeting this morning is meant to be in Jesus' name. Meant to be. It's divine appointments. We're not here just because we're certainly not looking for somewhere to preach. Certainly not looking for another. Although I do want to tell you right now, it's an honor to be in this pulpit today and bring the word of God to you. It's an honor. And we consider it that. But never ever arrive. Are you with me this morning? The sign on the billboard said, today is the tomorrow you talked about yesterday. And I think a lot of people are waiting for tomorrow. You talked about tomorrow yesterday. Now you're living in it and you're still talking about tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Oh yeah, one day. Got a guy in our church. I preached a message a little while ago. Living tomorrow today. Why not live it today? Why not take that step of faith today? As a result of that message, one man in our church went out and brought a $90,000 boat, and then he went out and brought a $60,000 four-wheel drive to pull the thing with, and he named the boat Tomorrow Today, Living Tomorrow Today. Now he's taking unsaved people out on that boat, witnessing to them, which has been a dream all his life, and getting people saved on his boat. Glory to God. Living tomorrow today. See, he always wanted to do it, but he never did it because it was always going to happen tomorrow. He's 63 or something right now. How long are we going to wait for some of this stuff to happen in our lives? We need to make it happen right now in Jesus' name. I believe the Word of God. This is not like some comic book. It's the real thing. It's like, let's activate it today. I could be still laying on a stretcher, totally quadriplegic and paralyzed, but I've got some stuff to do tomorrow in Jesus' name. So I just can't lay there. Whether my limbs are still numb or not, I'm getting out of the bed in Jesus' name. Oh, don't get too excited about that. And so that's what he says, you know. Not that I've already made it, and not that I've already achieved these things or already been perfected, but I am working toward, pressing on, pressing in toward the things, and I will finally be all that Christ Jesus has called me for. Oh, boy. And I just want to simply say this morning, there's more. There's more. There's a whole lot more. In fact, I won't have long enough to give you it all this morning, but there is more. But before I bring you the points I want to bring you, I want to pray with you this morning, and you need to stand with me for prayer. And so we're going to pray. Lord, I pray this morning that in the short time I've got to bring this message, Lord, that there would be a persuasive anointing of the Holy Ghost, that it would be faith-founded in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that the atmosphere would come alive right now with a supernatural anointing of the Holy Ghost, that the worlds would be changed, Lord, that our words would be changed, Lord, our thinking be changed. Lord, lift us up into an open heaven today, and that our life would be affected by the love and power of a resurrected Christ today. Lord, we are hungry for your awesome touch today, and Lord, I pray that people all over this meeting would be eternally touched, never ever the same again. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, let people be saved today. Let them be healed today. Lord, let them be eternally changed, Lord, that our city, our nation, families, homes, and nations beyond this nation, even in Mexico, would be radically changed by the message of the cross this morning, Lord God. Lord, fill us with it and cause signs and wonders to follow the preaching of your word this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we release faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you as you sit down. I just feel the atmosphere is charged this morning. In fact, preaching of there's more is probably not going to be sufficient for what God wants to do this morning. Our goal is not to go to heaven. Too many people want to go to heaven. Our goal is not to go to heaven. My goal is to bring heaven to earth. I want to bring it into every situation. When I go into a cafe, I want heaven to come in that cafe. When I get on the airplane, I want heaven to come into that airplane. You need heaven in it. Wherever we are, we want to bring the presence of God. So there's more. You haven't arrived. There's more. There's more God wants to do with you. There's people here right now. God wants to lift you into a level of evangelism you've never been in before. Sorry for talking so quick. My first point today, and I just want to give you these. I want to give you 4 points on living a there's more journey, living a there's more life. And here's the first one. Don't stay the same. Don't stay the same. Too many people just stay the same. They'll hear a great word, but they just stay the same. You know, a lot of people heard me preach, living tomorrow today. One guy I know of went out and did something about it. Jesus preached thousands of people. Most of them stood there on the day he got crucified, said, away with him. Not many got the point. Not many got it. Don't stay the same. Everybody say, don't stay the same. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10, it says, put on the new man. Put on the new man. Be renewed in your mind. Be renewed in knowledge. And we need to be consistently renewed from who we are to what God wants us to be. Are you with me this morning? If it's average, don't do it. If it's average, don't do it. Average is accept what everybody calls you, says to you. You know, I believe one of the reasons people have blood clots today and all that sort of stuff, taking them out, parents, you know, you might be people here old enough to remember, oh, you stupid clot, your parents calling you a stupid clot, and you know, you're just a numb brain, you're this, you're that. We let a whole lot of stuff from our past affect us today instead of renewing our mind in God and say, I'm going to live according to the pattern of the Word of God. I'm going to live different. I'm going to live in victory. I'm going to live in success. We're designed for increase. We're designed for it. Eat enough food, you increase. We're designed for increase. We're designed to get taller. We're designed to go. We're designed to win. My second point today is be a record breaker. Just be a record breaker. And I like kind of breaking records. That's why I own a V8. in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 29, Peter walks on water. They said it couldn't be done, but Peter just hopped out of the boat and walked on water. He was the first ever to walk on water. And he just hopped out of the boat because it was Jesus calling him. And he broke every record in the book. They said it couldn't be done, but he was the only one in the boat that heard the message and walked out. Jesus called anybody in the boat, come on guys, this could be your greatest day. Rest of them stayed in the boat, he stepped out. And we need to be people that break records for Jesus. In Numbers chapter 13, it tells you the story of going into the promised land. And it tells you how they went in and there were huge giants and all this sort of stuff. And they freaked out. And they came back and the 12 spies came back and 10 of them said, can't be done. There's thousands of people today that tell you it can't be done. You can't buy this building, maybe. I'll bet that happened. I had thousands of people tell me we couldn't buy a $6 million building because we've only been a church for 6 years. You can't buy a $6 million building, Don. And I said, well, I felt God say buy it. So are you right or is God right? Or is God wrong and you're right? And so we just went out and bought it. Where are you going to? Went to 10 banks. They all said, nah, can't be done. Can't be done, like the 10 spies. And then so I started off again. We went to bank number one again. Bank number two again. And finally someone said, man, you guys are persistent. Yeah, because we believe it can be done. And we ended up buying the building. Never had 1 cent in the bank. Bought a book. If it's God's will, God wants you to break some records. He wants you to lay hands on sick people and see them healed in Jesus' name. He wants you to believe for the miraculous. He wants you to step out in faith. He wants you to walk across the room and say, man, I've never met you before, but tell me your story, because I'll bet it's a beauty. And then you win their heart and you begin to draw them into Jesus Christ. And next thing they say, man, you're a great friend. I want to get born again. I want to become a Christian. What is it that inspires you? I want to be a part of. God wants us to be record breakers and break things that previously have held us back in what we were, what we thought we were, or whatever, but just to break out of that. And so Joshua and Caleb said, no, we're going to break the record and we're going into the promised land. A lot of people think only two people went into the promised land, but it was actually three. Because even Joseph said 400 years previously, he said, when you go in, please take me with you. Oh, that's something for somebody here this morning. Dreams don't die. He was in a box and they carried him on into the promised land. Written on the side of that box, I told you so. I told you so. And I tell you what, some of us need to get that in our spirit that it can be done. And Joshua and Caleb, I believe they carried Joseph in, and it says they buried him in the promised land that God had declared to him years before. And some of us need to be record breakers in Jesus' name. You better get more excited than that when Natalie's preaching tonight, because she likes you to be excited, I'll tell you that. You know, notice Elijah didn't say, he didn't say, I want to be just like you, Elijah. Elisha said, I want double what you got. I want to break every record you broke. I want double what you got. Most of us would have said, well, if I can just be like you. But no, let's believe for more in Jesus. It's a there's more life. And Elisha said, I want double what you've got. Anything you did, I want to see God do more. What about this generation? I believe us as a generation, we better believe that God wants to do more right now than he did with the last generation. Sick and tired of people talking about how they're running alongside and ready to take the baton off our leader in front. I think that's bull. I think we need to let people climb up on our shoulders and see twice as far as we ever saw and start to see the victory of the church in this nation and thousands coming to Jesus Christ. I reckon God wants to stir up a generation that are Holy Ghost faith people that believe for more. And so I refuse to be what they used to be. Man, I want to believe for greater things. I want to see cities turn to Jesus Christ. I think sometimes we just settle for what, okay, we think we can do that. Athletes don't wake up and think, if I can just equal a record, that never happens. They wake up and think, I'm going to break a record today. Why don't we think like that? You know, Roger Bannister in 1954 woke up one morning and said, I'm going to break the record. And they all said, it can't be done. You'll never run under 4 minutes for a mile. And he said, you want to bet? And he went out there, and in 3 minutes, 59.4, he snapped that record in Jesus' name. I want to tell you right now, God wants some record breakers. under the mile and 4 mile. Just a little while after him, John Landy. John Landy runs the mile in 3:58. Then a few weeks after that, a Kiwi by the name of Peter Snell snaps the record. A Kiwi runs out there and says, we can do it. And in 3 minutes, 54.4, snaps that record and takes the trophy. I believe God is looking for some record breakers. Sir Edmund Hillary, what about that for a record breaker? He died just a few months ago. But in 1953, he said, and incidentally, I was born in 1953, and I reckon record breakers happened in that year. I reckon it was a great year for record breakers. And Edmund Hillary, they said, it can't be done. You can't climb that darn mountain, that's just too high. And he said, you want to bet? And anyway, he failed the first couple of times. Then he put a picture of the mountain behind him, and he turned around to the media one day, and he said, you see that mountain? It can't grow any bigger, but I can. And he ended up conquering that mountain. I believe God's got some mountains for us to conquer today in Jesus' name. You know, one of the great secrets here, you can't be more than what you are. You can't be more than what you are. That's why I'm jam-packed with the Holy Ghost. Because I realize I need more of Him if I'm to do any of the things that God wants me to do. Are you with me? You need the Holy Spirit in your life. You need to be born again, and you need to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Because if we're going to do these things, New Zealand, you know what the trouble is with New Zealand? When my great-grandfather came here, I think it was my great-grandfather, he chopped down all the carry trees and turned them into masts for ships. Anybody who came to steal his carry trees, he put a boat on each side of the Hokianga Harbour with a cannon and blew them out of the water. And he said, I own the carry trees. And then he sold them to anybody who wanted one of these big carry trees for their mast. And we chopped down all the high carry trees, and then we're left with all this little vegetation. And you know what I think the problem is with New Zealand? We're still chopping down tall trees. We want everybody to be at the same level. We don't want to have any tall tree. We chop the tall poppies off, you know, and we don't want anybody to get going. And we don't want to say, we believe in you. You're a record breaker. We want everybody to be down the same. And I reckon God's speaking to us and saying, this generation's going to be different. We want some big carry trees again in Jesus' name. We want God to do some stuff that's absolutely awesome. Number three, better move on, stay hungry. Julia, can I have one of those apples, please? I brought some apples along here today just to give a little bit of an illustrated message. Stay hungry. How many are hungry today? How many are hungry for a move of God? Hungry for, there's a young boy back there. Young lad right there. Come on out here. Good on you, mate. What's your name? Daniel. Just the sort of guy I like pulling out in a meeting like this, a guy with the name Daniel. How long you had that name for, Daniel? 12 years. 13 years, mum's. Go for the 13, mate. Always go for more, okay? Lift your hands to the Lord. Daniel, I believe there's a call of God on your life. We're not here by chance this morning. You're a young man that's in this meeting. God's going to raise up young men like you, 12, 13 years old. God's going to put His Spirit on you and cause you to be so hungry for the things of God that stuff's going to start welling up. You're going to see visions, have a plan for God, and say, God, I want to fulfill destiny for you. I don't want my generation going to hell, and I'm going to stand in the gap for them. Father, I pray right now, touch this man, this young man with the fire of the Holy Ghost today, and Lord, let it burn inside his Spirit in Jesus' name. And such as I have, I give you today. Lord, let an anointing of evangelism and soul winning get on him in Jesus' name. Let him be, God, a terrorist for Jesus Christ. Eat that while you wait for the rest of the message. And I'll eat this one. But what I do want to say there is stay hungry. And what stay hungry simply means is this. I might have a bite. Beautiful apple too. This apple kind of has three parts to it. A lot of people live a skin deep Christianity. Skin deep. Just on the surface. Everything on the surface. They're not totally sold out. They don't want a revival, really. They don't want to get into the flesh of it all and what makes this thing tick. I like people who get into the flesh of it and they say, man, where can I help Pastor to make this the greatest move of God that this city's ever seen? Where can I get involved? I want to get into the flesh. I want to take another bite. God, I want to go a little bit deeper. Then there's the core of this apple. And when you get into the core, there's no telling what's in the core. And if we get into the core of what God really wants for our lives, you know, they say that Any man can count the seeds in an apple, but God knows how many apples are in one seed. And I reckon, honestly, if we could get to the core of what this is all about, we could really see a great move of God in our time. There's miracles in this house. There's evangelists and prophets and revivalists in this house today. And there's people, men and women of God, who can be the greatest people in the city and change it in Jesus' name. My fourth point today, and I'm going to close with this, because we haven't got much time left. But my fourth point is, you got to keep going. You got to keep going. And in Hebrews chapter 12, 1-3, it says, there's a great host of witnesses watching us. And they're cheering us on. My son's one of them right now, cheering you. Come on, Dad, get out of bed, man. Come on, Dad, you can't slack around today. There's a soul to be won. There's somebody you need to prophesy. There's a restaurant you need to walk into and win the waitress to Christ. Come on, Dad. What are you slacking around for? Why do you feel down today, Dad? You need to get up because you've got life to live. Get going. The Bible says that they're up there cheering us on. Come on, you can do it. And I just want to say this today. God is interested in us running faithfully all the way. All the way. Not halfway, but all the way. And you know, if you look at the story of Elijah and Elisha, which I've quoted just briefly today, Elisha never let Elijah out of his sight. You know, religious people said, man, you're getting too fired up, stay there. You're getting too expectant. Just chill out, mate. You're going to burn out. Just take it easy. But Elisha said, no, I'm keeping my eye on that because I want double what he's got. I reckon, honestly, and I'll say this today, if you're passionate enough about this move of the Holy Ghost that we're living in right now, I reckon God will use you to be a dynamite of power in this hour we live in. Don't let it out of your sight. Keep your eye on it. Keep your eye on the apple. Take another bite. Keep your eye on it. Don't let it get out of your way. I want a double portion. Yeah, I'll tell you what. There's lots of things that happen to distract you. Elisha had all kinds of distractions, but he kept his eye on Elijah. He said, I want what you've got. And then when he got there, he ripped off his garment and he bent down and he picked up the mantle that Elijah used to have on his life. And I'll tell you this right now. Destinies, mantles, and anointings don't just happen. You have to pick them up. And it takes a bit of effort to get there to that spot where you say, God, this is for me today. God, this is for me today. Turn to your neighbor and say, I think this is about you. I think he's talking about you. Just say, I think he's talking about you. Get rid of the old and pick up something new. Get rid of the old and pick up something new in your life today. I'm going to close right there today. And in closing, I want to say this, friend. Whatever you think you've arrived at right now, very simply, there's more. Very simply, there's more. Oh, God, I took a step of faith and I believed you, God, that you have a destiny for my... I'm in church today, God, because I know there's more. I've never been to church before, but I came to this meeting today because I believe there's more. I'm a young man right now, God. I don't know what it is, but I know there's more for me. God, I'm not living right. God, I've been distant from you. I've been barely committed. I'm skin deep. I'm just around the skin of the thing. I've got the skin of the truth in me. I don't even have the real truth in me. I look good on the outside, but if people only knew what I was like on the inside. God, I know you now, and I know I need forgiveness today. God, I need forgiveness. I want to get right with you, God. I want to be what you destined me to be. God, what would it take? God, what would it take? I want to be a record breaker. God, I want to live for you. I know there's something missing in my heart right now. God, please open me up today to be all that I can be. I want every head bowed, every eye closed right across this place. Father, I thank you right now for the call of God. I thank you for the supernatural anointing of your power. Lord, there's people here I know today that are not right with you. God, there's somebody here and they're backslidden today. They're away. They've gone cold, God. Their life's gone cold. And you've called them today and spoken to them and said, I want you to go all the way because there's more for you. Father, there's somebody here today who's got unforgiveness in them, God, and they just want to know what it could be like to live free and to live forgiven. And God, I thank you for Jesus, who said he would take away all of our sin and totally forgive us Father, I thank you for your word today. Right now, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if you're here in this meeting today and you're saying, Don, I need to get right with God today. I'm away from God. I'm cold. I'm skin deep. I'm not right with God. I want you just to lift your hand real quick and I want to pray with you today. You need to get right with God. Just real quick, lift your hand, whoever that is right now. I know God's speaking to people here right now. Yeah, God bless you. Thank you. You can put your hand down. Who else is there? Just real quick. I don't want to keep this. God bless you. Yeah, God bless you, ma'am. Thank you. Somebody else right now. In fact, you need forgiveness today. You're saying, God, could you please forgive me? I need to get right with you. Who is that today? Who is that? There's a man here today, and God's speaking to your heart right now, and it's time to get right, friend. Just lift your hand right now. Don, would you please pray for me? Who's that person right now? God bless you. Who's that person who's backslidden and away from God right now? And you're saying, Don, I need to become a Christian today. I want to get right with God. I want to know God's love in my life. Just real quick, lift your hand right now. Lift your hand right now. I want to pray for you. I want to believe God for you today. I want to believe God for a miracle in your life, friend. Just lift your hand right now. Jesus, Jesus, why don't we all stand together today right there? Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. There are people right now who lifted their hand and said, Don, would you please pray for me? I need to get right. I know I'm not right, but God, I know. I need to get in the right place this morning. I'm backslidden. I'm away from God. I need forgiveness. If you lifted your hand, or if you didn't this morning, there's always somebody who didn't lift a hand, but you know, even as you stood right then, God spoke to you and said, hey, what about you? What about your life? What about where you're at? I'm going to invite you right now. If you lifted your hand, or you know you should have, why don't you just real quick, I'm going to invite you to come and walk up the front here. I want to pray for you. I want to believe God for a miracle in your life. Why don't you come right now? Give them a hand as they come. Come on, there's people who lifted their hand. Why don't you, yeah, God bless you. God bless you. Come on. Come on. God bless you. God bless you, man. God bless you, mate. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Somebody else right now. God speaking to your heart right now. Right now, God speaking to your heart. This is the day. The Bible says today's the day. We're always saying God will do it tomorrow. But God says, what about today? What about today? Somebody else right now while we're standing. God speaking to your heart right now. Why don't you just step out of that box and say, Don, I need to get right with God today. I need to get right with God today. I need to get right with you today, God. Yeah, God bless you. Young lady coming there, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. There's a young man here today, and I'll tell you what, I just really feel this today. God says you cannot afford any longer to live under the radar. God says it's going to pick you up. It's going to pick you. God says today is a day to say, God, it's all or nothing. I want to get right. I want to fully surrender my life to you. Who is that young man God's speaking to in this meeting right now? God's speaking to your heart. I honestly believe this is an urgency for you today. And so I'm going to just, one more time, I'm going to call you today. Friend, why don't you come and say, God, I'm going to abandon myself to you. I've had all of these things that are going on in my mind and in my spirit, but God, I'm going to surrender myself to you today. Who is that young man in this meeting today, in this building today, needs to get right with God right now? I'm just going to ask you one more time, friend, will you leave your seat and come down here and step out and say, God, here I am. God, here I am. I want to be a part of that generation he talked about this morning. Just waiting a second. Before I pray, if you're here this morning, why don't you come? Jesus, we're going to pray for the guys that are here. Father, I thank you for these guys that are here. I thank you, God, for these miracles. I thank you, God, for these huge miracles today. I thank you, God, for these massive steps. I thank you for your forgiving grace today. Here's what I want to do. I want to pray for these guys, and I want you to pray with me, and I want them to pray out loud and pray this prayer. Say, Jesus, I thank you. Pray after me. Come on, church. Jesus, I thank you for your amazing grace that on the cross of Calvary, you took all my sin and gave me victory to live in relationship with my Father God. Today I receive total forgiveness and I am born again, renewed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I am a new creation. Thank you, God, for starting a miracle in my life here today. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a big hand clap there. God bless you. God bless you. Awesome decision. God bless you. God bless you. Here's what I'd love you to do today. If there's anybody in this meeting right now, well, these guys are singing this awesome song, and you need healing in your body. There's a miracle anointing in this building, I'll tell you right. And I don't know, in the last couple of days, there's just been people getting healed, all sorts of stuff. I'm going to ask you right now, you need sickness? Sorry, you don't need it. If you've got sickness or disease in your body, come and stand on this altar right now as they sing this song. I believe the power of God's about to move across here. And something, just as I was standing there right then, this is what God spoke to me about. In Mark 11:23, I think it is, Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and you will have whatever you ask while you're in church. Doesn't actually say that. We wish it did, because while we're in church, a lot of good things happen. By Thursday, Friday, we're almost lost our faith. But the disciples responded with this statement, Lord, increase our faith. And I believe this morning, right now, I preached about there's more, and God says, I want to increase faith in this house. I want to, there's people here that have incredible potential. And I'm going to ask you right now, if you know God's speaking to you right there, why don't you come and stand with these guys and say, God, I want you to increase my faith. Just come and stand here right now. Just come and stand right up the front here and say, God, here I am. Increase my faith. Increase my faith. Lift your hands right there. The Holy Spirit's on you right now. Let's sing that song. Thank you, Lord. Holy Ghost, let faith increase right now. We pray, God, let there be, oh God, just an impartation right now. An impartation right now.